Welcome to the Overthinker's Guide to Modern Marketing, or as we like to call it,
How to Sell a Sandwich Without Accidentally Starting a Cult.
Welcome back to the Overthinker's Guide to Modern Marketing, the podcast that gently suggests there might be a right answer before immediately presenting 17 dashboards that disagree with each other. So, I am your host, Sean Macon. I am a man who has come to accept that strategy is often a very confident explanation delivered after the results are already in. So today we are venturing deeper into the marketing multiverse, where best practice is suspiciously flexible, thought leadership is just thinking out loud, and everybody swears they're being data-led while quietly trusting a hunch. So make yourself comfortable, silence at least 3 notifications, and prepare to float through the vast expanse of frameworks, formats, and fresh new ideas that somehow feel strangely familiar, because this is the Overthinker's Guide to Modern Marketing, and if we are going to overthink it, we may as well do it with purpose, or, at the very least, excellent audio quality.
Episode 3. Collaborating with brand ambassadors and influencers, or...
Why handing a gifted toaster to a person with 200,000 followers might be both brilliant and slightly terrifying. Part 1. A Curious Human Phenomenon.
Picture this. You scroll through your device. You know, that pocket supercomputer with the uncanny ability to make you buy socks at 2 a.m. And suddenly, a celebrity or person you've never met recommends a product. Your brain, which has evolved over a million years to evade predators, now thinks, ah yes, I must have this. This, dear listener, is the mysterious power of brand ambassadors and influencers. Humans, and more increasingly, digital avatars, who persuade masses by merely breathing into their camera lenses.
Part 2. Why bother, you ask?
Why, you may ask, with all the sincerity of someone staring at a marketing budget and quietly weeping, should a brand befriend such creatures? It's because, unlike traditional advertisements, which, let's be honest, are often greeted with the kind of polite indifference usually reserved for leaflets about carpet cleaning, a recommendation from an influencer is disarmingly personal. It's like receiving advice from a strangely fashionable cousin you only see at weddings, but who somehow knows exactly which shampoo you never knew you needed. An influencer doesn't tell you to buy a product, they confide in you in hushed, conspiratorial tones, as though letting you know you're in on a secret that might just rearrange your entire existence. They say,
"This toaster has really changed my life. Between you and me, it makes my mornings meaningful."
And somehow, despite the oddness of the claim, your brain, ancient, noble, once evolved to survive saber-toothed tiger, goes, "Yes, this is the wisdom I have been waiting for." Meanwhile, brand ambassadors are a different breed entirely. They are not just fleeting endorsements, not passing mentions, not "oops, I was paid to say this" moments. No, ambassadors are devotees, enthusiasts, zealots of your product. They are the kind of people who would quite happily wear your logo on a hat, tattoo it on their forearm, and argue how great it is at family dinners. They believe in your brand, not as a transaction, but as a truth. These ambassadors stride boldly into churning chaos of the social media feeds like knights of the round algorithm.
Not the knights who say nay,
the same!
Bearing banners of brand loyalty, armed with promo codes, heartfelt stories, and impeccable lighting. They are consistent, authentic, and in the best cases, entirely unstoppable. So why befriend them? Because in a world that scrolls endlessly, that skips ads without blinking, and mistrusts polished perfection, the genuinely enthusiastic human is marketing's last great hope. And sometimes, just sometimes, that enthusiastic human has 500,000 followers, a cute dog, and a knack for making your product feel like something of cosmic importance.
Part 3. Choosing your collaborators without getting lost.
So here's the critical question. Who do you choose? Because, as charming as it might be to send your product to every human with a pulse and a ring light, that path leads to only heartache, diminishing returns, and the faint suspicion you've just funded a large number of sponsored yoga mats that no one will ever unroll. So begin here. Choose wisely. First, seek out those whose values generally align with your brand. People who not only tolerate your product, but actually enjoy it, believe in it, and would probably bring it to a dinner party unprompted. it may be tempting to go after the big shiny numbers. You know, influencers with followers in the hundreds of thousands or possibly millions, whose posts reach vast corners of the digital universe where even light occasionally gets lost. But before you throw your marketing budget into the gravitational pull of an influencer black hole, consider this. It's more persuasive to have one devoted enthusiast genuinely waxing lyrical about your product than a bored celebrity name-dropping it between sponsored protein bars and paid apologies.
Deepest apologies to everyone who purchased my sponsor's rain shoes, which unfortunately melted in the rain. Good news, though. You now buy my signature Hope-tastic dry weather umbrella for only $25 by clicking below.
A brand ambassador who loves your product is like a lifelong tea enthusiast, describing the perfect brew to another tea lover. There is warmth. There is nuance. There are metaphors involving all manner of teapots and the curvature of the soul. It feels true. So compare that to someone who undeniably will be photogenic, actually drinks triple espresso with whipped cream and only mentions tea on Thursdays as part of hashtag throwback post. Their endorsement rings hollow, because it is. Now, when it comes to influencers, those peculiar social media voyagers armed with filters, affiliate links and an uncanny ability to talk about shampoo for 17 straight minutes, don't be dazzled by reach alone. What you're really looking for is engagement. Not just likes, because those can be bought, but conversation, replies, debates, thoughtful captions that make you think, you know what, maybe I do need a raincoat that doubles as a picnic blanket. And above all, you should be looking for authenticity. Does their content feel real? Do they actually use the products they talk about? Would they mention your brand even if they weren't being paid to do so? Or would they recoil like a cat from a cucumber if forced to do so twice? Because in today's social landscape, authenticity is rarer than a self-aware algorithm and far more valuable. People don't follow influencers because they're perfect. They follow them because they're relatable. This is because they seem like humans who would spill soup on their keyboards and occasionally forget to cancel those free trials. And when those humans, real, messy, magnetic, recommend your brand, it doesn't just show up in someone's feed, it lands. It feels like a nudge from a friend, a wink from the universe, a whisper from the algorithm saying, you might actually like this. And more often than not, they're right.
Part 4. The art of the approach.
Now comes the most delicate part of the influencer and brand courtship ritual. The approach. Imagine this. You're sitting peacefully in a cafe, minding your own existential dread, when someone bursts through the door and quietens on your table and yells,
"Hello, stranger. I have never met you, but would you please talk about my toothpaste to your entire social network in exchange for nothing but vague exposure?"
Unpleasant, isn't it? And yet, this is precisely how many brands reach out to potential collaborators, with all the charm and subtlety of a brick through a stained glass window. So rule number one, be polite, personal, and sincere. If your outreach message looks like it was copy-pasted from the depths of a long-forgotten PR training manual and sent to 147 people with only the name changed poorly, the influencer will spot it faster than a toddler detecting vegetables in spaghetti. In a video, a post, a cause, or something like a meme they once shared. Show them that you see them as a person, not just as a digital billboard. Next, offer them value, real value. And no, we're not talking about giving them, inverted commas, exposure, as if that is a currency accepted by landlords and grocery stores. It simply isn't. That ship not only sailed, it caught fire, sunk, and has been turned into a Netflix documentary.
In a world where brands needed help and creators were promised everything but rent money, one currency ruled them all. Exposure. This summer, Netflix dives deep into the murky world of underpaid hype.
So offer them what is appropriate. So we may be looking at financial compensation, which is still very much a crowd favourite. It could be exclusive access to unreleased products. It could be creative freedom, a very underrated perk. or it could be something truly bespoke that makes them feel part of your brand universe. And then, this is important, be prepared to listen. This isn't a transaction, it's a collaboration, and a good one is co-created, not dictated. Think jazz band, not marching orders. An influencer or ambassador worth their salt will likely know what their audience responds to, far better than you do. Let them shape the message. Let them bring their tone, their humour, their subtle sarcasm or emotional sincerity. Whatever their unique flavour of magic is, because that's what makes the whole thing work. In my experience, the best partnerships aren't just,
"You talk about us and we'll send you socks."
They're more like,
"We think your voice, your audience and your energy are a great fit. Here's what we're building. Do you want to help shape it?"
That is how you go from a random brand in the inbox to trusted partner in the feed. And possibly, just possibly, into the annals of influencer collaboration legend, somewhere between the skincare launch that healed a continent and the protein bar that started a civil war, but hopefully with fewer casualties.
Part 5. Authenticity, the invisible ingredient.
Authenticity, the marketing equivalent of trust falls and sincere compliments, elusive, fragile, and often claimed rarely achieved. Without it, even your most lovingly crafted influencer campaign may land with the natural grace of a rubber duck in a Shakespeare play. Technically present, brightly coloured, and entirely out of place.
To be or not to be? Is that a rubber ducky in front of me?
Audiences are not fools. Well, admittedly some of them are. But as a collective entity, they are unnervingly adept at sniffing out insincerity. It's a bit like how your dog sometimes knows when you're hidden its medication in a sausage. The sausage may look delightful, but trust has been broken forever. Authenticity in brand collaboration is that moment where the message feels like it could have existed without the brand's intervention. It feels lived in, natural, like a friend leaning over the table and saying, "You have to try this pastries place. No, seriously, cancel your afternoon, it's that good." It does not sound like,
"Hello, followers. I was recently sent this random thing I have never used and may never touch again, but here I am holding it awkwardly next to a houseplant."
That, my friends, is the opposite to what we want to achieve. It's the digital equivalent of offering someone a high five and then slapping them in the face instead. Authenticity happens when the influencer actually uses the product, and not in just a highly staged moment involving marble countertops and moonlight. It's when the language they use feels like them. Not just a press release that was dropped on them from a passing PR drone. And the partnership. The partnership has to make sense. A yoga instructor promoting socks? Well, that's plausible. But a yoga instructor promoting tactical hunting knives? That's less so.
"Find your inner peace with the mega hefty Dominator blade. Should your downward dog pose be unexpectedly interrupted by a bear, a rogue watermelon, or poorly sliced vegetables, rest assured you will be spiritually aligned and extremely well equipped."
Even the platform matters. If an influencer suddenly shifts from soulful TikTok meditations to a shouting Instagram reel about meal prep boxes, their audience won't follow the logic or the promo code. So in other words, authenticity is not just a vibe, it's a composite truth. Ask yourself, does the partnership fit? Is the enthusiasm real? Would this person use the product even if the camera wasn't rolling? Because ultimately, humans are emotional creatures. We trust recommendations, not because they're logical, because they feel right. And when something feels off, when there's no real love or real story or no real connection, it sticks out like a gluten-free croissant in a Parisian bakery. Technically allowed, but not entirely welcome. So if you want your brand to be believed, remembered and loved, don't script the passion. Find people who already have it, and ideally ones who know the difference between real jam and a disappointing sugary void.
Part 6, strategy and success.
Now, before you dive headlong into the glitzy, gift-filled universe of influencer collaboration, flinging freebies like a confetti cannon, you must pause and do something profoundly untrendy. You must plan. Yes, I know, not as exciting as sending someone a basket of monogrammed bath bombs and hoping for the best, but vastly more effective. Before so much as whispering to a would-be ambassador, ask yourself, what do we actually want to achieve? Is it more awareness, better engagement, more sales? Nail it down. Next, who are we trying to reach? If you're targeting eco-conscious Gen Zers, perhaps avoid that mid-40s fitness gurus whose content mainly involves steak and shouting. Next, what message are we sending? This is crucial. Your collaborator isn't just holding your product, they're holding your reputation in front of several thousand discerning eyeballs. Give them something meaningful, something clear, something that doesn't sound like it was written by a committee of well-meaning, over-caffeinated consultants. And finally, ask yourself, do they fit? Not just in terms of audience, but tone, style and values. Does their vibe align with yours? Would you invite them to your brand's metaphorical dinner party without fear of them starting a philosophical argument with your tagline? In short, treat influencer marketing like, not like a raffle, but assembling a crack team of intergalactic messengers. You're not looking for the most popular, you're looking for the most appropriate, the ones who can carry your message with charm, authenticity, and ideally fewer typos. Next comes the most terrifying part, measuring success once the campaign is live. It's all very well to send out a discount code and hope the universe responds favourably, but success isn't about blind faith. It's about data. Cold, hard, wonderfully illuminating data. So firstly, you need to look at engagement. Are people reacting, commenting, sharing, or are they quietly pretending not to notice? Like you do when a friend shows you their holiday slideshow for the third time. Next, reach. How far did the message travel? Did it make it all the way across the digital hemisphere, or did it stall somewhere between post and algorithm indifference? Conversions. Did people not only see your campaign, but do something about it? Did they click, subscribe, buy, tattoo your logo on their forearm?
Not again.
So once you've looked at engagement, reach and conversions, you can't stop there. You then have to look at refining the campaign. What worked? What didn't work? Repeat after me. Not every collab has to be perfect to be useful. Maybe one influencer's post went viral and another's flopped like a Sufi in a thunderstorm. That's okay. Each data point is a compass needle pointing to you somewhere more useful. Because believe it or not, strategy isn't just a set of plans. It's an ongoing process of being less wrong each time. And in this strange digital cosmos where trends shift hourly and attention spans are shorter than a hedgehog's temper, being less wrong is a genuine superpower.
One last remark before reality resumes.
So, dear listener, collaborations with brand ambassadors and influencers might seem like an arcane ritual, perhaps not quite tea with the Dalai Lama, but certainly akin to inviting your cleverest friends to talk about your favourite gadget at a dinner party. It could unlock vast networks of curious minds, provided you choose wisely, act authentically, and always, always offer them tea. So we've come to the end of another episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay skeptical, stay alert, stay collaborating, and for the love of marketing, question the tagline. If you're enjoying this podcast, do get in touch with your thoughts, comments, or wildly ambitious ideas for future episodes. I'm always keen to hear them. And if you're not enjoying it, please also get in touch. Not because I'll stop. That would be far too sensible. Because I am, alas, unsupervised, determined, and in possession of an alarming amount of spare time. So until next time, cheers.